7:46, it's Wake Up Kenosha. We've been telling you about Toys for Tots and WLIP, along with the U.S. Marine Corps, collecting donations, new unwrapped toys. We're doing it today outside Entrance G at Gurney Mills Mall, and we're very, very honored to have Marines in our studio, Pete. Could we have the Marine people identify themselves, please?
Hi, my name is Sergeant Vallejo. I'm here with Lance Corporal Vargas.
Sergeant Vallejo, Lance Corporal Vargas, thanks for coming on. First of all, thanks for your service.
Thank you for your
to our country. We appreciate that very much. And Toys for Tots has always been one of my favorite charities. These numbers are staggering. Since 1947, 584 million toys distributed, 265 million children supported to date. That's an awesome job. So, guys, talk about what's going on in Gurney Mills today and how people can make donations and help out some kids this holiday season.
Yeah, so we're going to be set up right outside, obviously, at Entrance G, right across from Portillo's. We'll be standing out there from 6 o'clock this morning to 6 o'clock at night. You can go ahead and come by, drop off toys. We will be practicing social distancing. We have our masks. But if you do feel uncomfortable bringing the toys, you can go ahead and just pop your trunk. We'll be able to pull those toys out and put them on the table for you. If not, you can go ahead and bring them by. We can have a little meet and greet, kind of talk, answer any questions you would like to ask about the organization and stuff like that. So we'll be here all day, you know, taking toys in and stuff like that.
Now, as Marines, how did you guys get involved with Toys for Tots?
We obviously, we do this every year, but when we do set it up, we set up, October, October time frame. We start setting up and stuff like that. We kind of just pull names and say, hey, which couple of Marines want to go ahead and volunteer to set up Toys for Tots? From there, we kind of just start, planning and stuff like that, setting up, box drops and people putting in orders, stuff like that, preparing and doing events like this as well, to go ahead and just talk to people, accept some toys, bring them to our warehouse where we do our whole distribution center and set up orders and stuff like that.
Let's talk about that a little bit, Sergeant. Once you guys get done collecting the toys, how do they get distributed to needy children?
So, we do events where we collect toys, right? From there, we also have people give us calls and set up more events with orders. And what we do with those is the events that we had or people bring toys in, we go ahead and sort all of those toys between our age groups, boys and girls. We get those prepared. We have people call and set up orders. So, for example, we have like churches and saying, hey, we need these certain amount of toys between these age groups. Can you guys go ahead and prepare that? We prepare that order with all the toys that we do have. We go ahead and take them to those events, and they go ahead and just distribute them between the kids of the community and stuff like that, that people come by.
It's quite an awesome operation. I would imagine a huge operation as well. And we're talking about a national effort here. Now, the toys that are collected here today at Gurney Mills, do they generally stay in the area? Is that how it's set up, Sergeant?
Yeah, so the toys for here, like I said, we do have box drops as well across the area. All those toys, but for here, we go ahead and take the toys, and we take them to our area, which is up in Great Lakes where our base is at. We have our distribution warehouse. From there, we go ahead and set it up and stuff like that. That's kind of where all the toys in this area kind of go, and we distribute them from there.
Talk about how good this feels to do this for kids on Christmas, because I've said this many times, Sergeant. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything that's sadder than a kid on Christmas and no toy under the tree. When you help out these kids and these families, it really has got to give you a warm feeling.
Obviously I can easily say everything somebody wants to hear, but coming from my heart, yes, it really does make me feel good. It makes me happy. Because as a kid, me growing up too, and I'm sure Lance Corporal Vargas can attest to that, not everybody had, a lot of money and stuff like that, a wealthy family or whatever, or just a good Christmas. Some people, maybe had one toy or maybe not even anything because they were struggling as kids. So, like I said, as me, I was kind of in that same boat too. As a kid, me and my mom struggled, and I sometimes didn't really have a toy, maybe something for my family that brought, not for my mom directly or not even toys at all. So to go ahead and provide to kids that need these toys so they can have at least some kind of Christmas, it makes me really feel good. Like I said, especially since I have two kids of my own, so
yeah,
kind of hits home.
And so you know where this comes from, and especially in 2020, it's been such a crazy, scary year with the pandemic. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks need a little extra help. So Toys for Tots, certainly, the Marine Corps is stepping up, to do that. And, boy, here at WLIP, we couldn't be prouder of being part of this, as well. So we encourage folks to step up, get some new unwrapped toys. Maybe you stop out at the mall today, do a little shopping, and stop by Entrance G and drop those toys off. Again, it's contactless if you just want to throw them in the trunk. Pop the hatch. The Marine Corps will take them and get them to kids on Christmas. I'm very, very happy you guys stopped by. We really, again, appreciate your service and what you're doing with Toys for Tots. And, boy, continued success. And thanks for joining us, Sergeant Vallejo and Lance Corporal Vargas this morning. Thanks so much, guys. Really, really appreciate it.
And thank you. Thank you for your support, and thank you for having us.
7:52.